The awards and accolades continued to come over the week. On Monday, the OHSAA announced their All-Ohio honors, and one of those went to Coach Brian Fox, the Elyria Catholic Panthers. He was named the D5 Coach of the Year. So, Coach, as he joins us now here on Bulls on the Afternoon, Matt Douglas, Steve Bailey, alongside. Coach, let me start right there. What's that mean to you to be rewarded that honor your first year coaching at Elyria Catholic? And is that one of those team awards that you guys can all kind of circle around and be like, yeah, this is all of us earning it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it means a lot. It's really fun to see your name. But at the end of the day, what that really means is our team accomplished a lot of the goals that we set out to, which is really the most exciting thing you can do, because, you know, they're not giving that award on anything else than what our team was able to do. So that really is a reflection on the 45 guys we had on the team and the whole coaching staff.
They also had 9 players receiving All-Ohio honors from first-team offense, defense, second-team offense and defense, third, and special teams as well. What's that say to you as a coach, and how proud does that make you to see that many guys? I mean, 9 guys, that's almost an entire side of the ball getting All-Ohio honors there.
Yeah, it was wild, but it's really exciting. You know, I think last year we had, I want to say, 3 all-conference players. So to go with 9 all-state players the next year is unbelievable. But, you know, when you spend so much time with these guys, it means so much more that they get their honors, because just the excitement that they feel, and you see how hard they work. And, you know, there were so many of them. I don't even know. There's a bunch in particular that got a lot of attention throughout the year. But then you see our offensive line and defensive line get honored. Someone like Stephen Ferguson, who – you know, was overlooked a lot because he's 5'7", but had just an unbelievable year. You know, you may only get 2 words out of him in a conversation, but to see that he got recognized too, you know, you're so excited to see all this hard work pay off for guys you've gotten so close to.
Certainly. Speaking with Brian Fox, head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers, earlier this week, he was named the Division 5 Coach of the Year by the OHSAA. 9 Panthers also earning All-Ohio honors, as we just spoke about a little bit. You mentioned Stephen Ferguson. Other guys receiving those honors: first team defensive line, Griffin Davies. On the offensive line, Jack Decker. Jack Griffin getting those, and then Asa Kempton on the special team side of thing. Leighton Banjoff, the running back, quarterback Cameron Ingram, named to the second team honors on offense, and on third team wide receiver David Griffin and offensive lineman Branson Taylor. So pretty exciting things all around for Elyria Catholic. And Coach, one of my favorite things about your team is that you guys like to have fun. You could kind of see it in the kids as they play in those games and in games as well. I mean, you had offensive linemen running in touchdowns this year. I love harping on that because I was an O-line guy myself. Is that kind of the atmosphere you hope to bring to programs when you step into them? Let's have fun. Let's go out there and play loose.
Absolutely. And you'll never hear me be the type of guy who says that we're going to work or get a job done. I never want to be the person that looks like at this as a job, because it's not. You know, football is so much fun. And if the kids are out there and they're anxious or they're worn down and they're just not enjoying themselves, they're not going to go out and win games for you. So at the end of the day, I mean, you lose some games, you win some games, but if you can have a lot of fun throughout the season, I think you're doing a great service to the kids.
You guys certainly did. And it should be mentioned that this Panthers team went 3-7 the year before to 9-3 this season. While you were coaching there, Coach, was there ever a moment you kind of looked and had that aha moment, like, we can do this, we can be one of those top-tier teams in Division 5? Did that ever occur at any time in the season, be practice, be a game, be anything else?
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, we talk all about the energy and excitement and really about preparation, and you know, the juice you bring to practice is going to really reflect on it. And it was in the second half of the Holy Name game. There was one, you know, it was a close game. Holy Name's a good team. It was, I think, a 7-point game, and Asa Kempton had a booming punt, got him down at the 2-yard line, and then Griffin Davies had a safety the very next play, I believe. When you saw the big guys out there, you know, it was a complete shift in energy, you know, because that's really what they were, our fire starters this last year. It was, you know, it's easy to say, and Leighton was spectacular, and Cam was amazing too, but you know, on the O-line and D-line, they were the guys who made us go. And that drive, when we got the safety and then we turned to our juggernaut formation a little later, you know, that was the moment where I think all these kids realized we had something special going. And really all it took was intensity and energy to bring it out.
I'm glad you bring up that juggernaut offense of you. For those who may not know, I mean, that essentially was Leighton Banjoff in the backfield, your running back taking direct snaps, and really you guys just moving the ball forward. But to me, that almost became the definition of your team towards the end of the year, because against Dana on that rainy night in the opening round of the sectionals at Knights of Columbus Field, you guys had a guy, Cam English, who'd thrown for over 2,000 yards on the season, 28 touchdowns, and he was willing to step aside and kind of let that all take place in front of him. And it's what you guys needed to do to get a close victory against Dana. I mean, a team that you guys pushed each other to the limits. Was that the definition of your team? I mean, that selflessness that guys were willing to put out there just to get those wins?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've come across very few kids in the world, or people even in general, who are willing to completely sacrifice, you know, things going exactly the way they want it to, for it to go the way they need it to. You know what I mean? It's hard to step back and say, we have, in order to get it done, this is what we have to do. And he handled it beautifully. There were times where he was coming out, and I almost didn't know if he knew, and I thought he was starting to walk out on the field like he was about to go in. But he was just there to be excited. He knew his time was going to be called. And you know, that formation, it is all that is football. And that game, I thought we were a better team, but they had some things going on up front as far athletically that they were, you know, they were nullifying the physical edge that we had. So really we packed the box, and, you know, it's kind of like when Muhammad Ali said, was talking about boxing someone in a phone booth. When there is nowhere to go, the more physical and dominant side is going to come out on top. And that's what it really was for us. We put the game in our offensive line's hands, and they dominated.
Speaking with Brian Fox, the head coach of Elyria Catholic, he was just named the Division V Coach of the Year by the OHSAA. 9 Panthers players given All-Ohio honors by the league. And Coach, you mentioned that Anna game. I mean, obviously that was a lot of fun. Tim Alcorn, our guy here who had the opportunity to call that game, said it was one of the best high school football games he's had the opportunity to call. I had the opportunity to see that Bay Rockets game. I know that Genoa game, although it may not have gone the way you guys had wanted it, was extremely close. Looking back on the season, the Holy Name game you had just pointed out, looking back on the season, is there one particular game that stands out? I mean, with all the accolades and everything you guys accomplished this year?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I can honestly say I've never had more fun coaching this year.
Nice.
This year was spectacular. There were so many moments, you know, and you know, the Bay one was spectacular because I think it was really defining of us, of our ability to come back. And, you know, when you have a conference that's just so dominated by one team, when you're able to take them down in their place and you're not doing it off gimmicks or trick plays, I thought we matched up extremely well and took it to them. You know, I think that probably had to be my favorite, but I think A&M was the most, like, I can't even call it ridiculous. It was stupid almost. You know, we completely scrapped our game plan. We went into juggernaut. You know, we thought we couldn't even operate on the field at that time. And then out of nowhere, you call on our passing game, which had been wonderful for us all year, and they lead two huge drives that end up scoring game winners for us. That one was unbelievable, but I think the most fun had to be Bay.
Stepping into this position is the first year. I mean, you guys, you just mentioned that Great Lakes Conference, a lot of Division III teams over there, Division II and Valley Forge is the only team you guys lost to in the conference this year. At any time, does it get into players' heads? Do you have to kind of get them to realize, look, we're a smaller school, but there's no reason to think we can't play against them? Obviously, your guys were well aware they could beat anybody in the league.
Yeah, well, I think what was going for us was how big our front was, you know, and it could easily get in your head. You know, you're going against schools that have almost twice as many kids in their school as you. But, you know, the kids that our front five on the offense, and then our defensive line and the linebackers, throwing Stephen Ferguson, who was kind of a hybrid player, You couldn't convince them that we couldn't go over to some of the D1 schools up on the east side of Cleveland and win those games. So, you know, it's definitely kind of a daunting task, but when you're averaging, you know, 6'3", 280 pounds across the board on the offensive line, you truly believe that you can play with anybody.
Sure. Being at that smaller school, too, you guys obviously get a lot of two-sport, three-sport athletes. Branson Taylor, one of those guys we just mentioned, an offensive lineman, made the third team. He's going to be playing basketball here for the Panthers as well. As a coach, do you like that kind of thing? Do you wish guys would focus more on football, or is it an asset to have guys who can play multiple sports?
I absolutely love it. And I don't understand how coaches can be against it. You know, I was talking to some kids. I was just telling me, you know, you could spend so much money.
Sure.
For, you know, agility training, or, you know, like to try and learn how to tackle, or you could just play basketball and wrestle. You know, you ask about, you know, people talk about tackling in football and how it's a dying art. And if when you watch Stephen Ferguson tackle, he's single leg and double legging people left and right. And it's just because his experience with wrestling has made him a spectacular tackler. So it's, these extra sports they're playing, you know, they're only making them better athletes, and it's, you know, reducing the risk of injury from overuse of certain joints that come from repeated playing over and over and over again. So I love it. I want them to play a bunch of different sports, and, you know, come summer, we're going to buckle down and hit about 10 weeks of strength training and running, and we'll have you physically ready.
Well, exciting time certainly ahead for the Elyria Catholic Panthers. And Coach, one last question for you here. Being named Division V Coach of the Year, I know you came from the college ranks, an assistant coach over at Heidelberg, to coach now at the high school level. There's a little bit of justification there to realize, hey, you made the right move, and obviously the kids are having a great time. You're having a great time over there at EC.
Absolutely. And I absolutely loved Heidelberg. You know, it was spectacular people there. The head coach, Scott Donaldson, he made it a home for me. But, you know, there was just some things that I felt like what I wanted out of football was going to be better lent to the high school game. And it was nerve-wracking. I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do. I mean, I found work within the school, but, you know, I can honestly say these past 12 months have been the best of my life.
Well, Panther fans, I'm sure, are certainly happy to have you around. Coach, I know you were working with the swim team tonight. Are you coaching there, or what? How's the swim team looking? Let's put it that way.
Oh, they're looking good now with this weight program. I myself can't swim, so I'm definitely not teaching them anything like that.
That's probably a good thing, then.
Yeah. Our school had, you know, decided that they wanted more out of athletics, so they kind of hired me in as the strength and conditioning coordinator for all athletics. So I'm working with anyone from football to swimming to a lot of women's soccer players are coming in with us. So anyone who's wanting to put in a little bit of work, we've been excited to have them in the weight room.
Well, the success you guys have had the fall sports season certainly seems to be working, Coach. Thanks so much for the time, and congratulations again on being named the Division V Coach of the Year in Ohio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Brian Fox, the head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers, again, fresh off being named the Coach of the Year in Division V and having 9 players named the All-Ohio first, second, and third team.